Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel today, the weather is pleasant and inviting. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are enjoying mild temperatures, perfect for a stroll. In Haifa, the skies are clear, making the outdoors particularly appealing. Meanwhile, in Eilut, the sun shines brightly, offering a warm embrace for those visiting the coast. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel, just in, Qatar announces that the U.S. and Iran have agreed to hold further talks following Khamenei's funeral. Meanwhile, a man has been shot dead in Haifa, with two others seriously wounded. Additionally, an explosive-laden drone has targeted an Iranian Kurdish opposition camp in Iraq. Also, from Walla, earlier today, Iran declared the conclusion of talks in Doha. Key issues discussed included frozen funds, Lebanon, and the strategic Strait of Hormuz. Also this hour, Ynet reports that Israel marks 1,000 days since October 7th with protests, exhibits, and a mass rally. The day's events began at 6:29 this morning, the exact time of the initial attack by Hamas. Separately, reported by I-24 News, Israel and the U.S. have signed an agreement for a permanent embassy compound in Jerusalem. This marks a significant step in the embassy's relocation process. And finally, from JNS, the Jewish community reflects on 1,000 days since October 7th, standing resilient and proud despite ongoing challenges. Here's what people are saying online. Hillel Neuer, a prominent activist, posted just minutes ago questioning the UN's handling of allegations regarding Hamas infiltration in UNRWA. He urged the Secretary General to consider a waiver of immunity for further investigation. Al Arabiya English, writing just now, reports that U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance stated the U.S. recently targeted Iranian forces due to threats to commercial shipping. He also hinted at other potential measures if Iran continues its nuclear ambitions. Middle East 24, posting earlier today, breaks news of a drone strike targeting an Iranian Kurdish opposition camp near Erbil, according to Iraqi sources. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the news from Times of Israel, Qatar has facilitated the continuation of negotiations between the U.S. and Iran. This development follows the funeral of Khamenei, indicating ongoing diplomatic engagement despite regional tensions. The outcome of these talks could impact the geopolitical landscape significantly. Turning to the talks in Doha, as reported by Walla, the discussions centered on utilizing Iran's frozen assets for humanitarian purposes. The focus included Lebanon and the strategic Strait of Hormuz. This agreement could ease some regional tensions if implemented successfully. Meanwhile, Israel's commemoration of 1,000 days since October 7th, covered by Ynet, highlights ongoing resilience and remembrance. The day's activities serve not only as a tribute to those affected, but also underline the enduring spirit of the nation. In a related development, I-24 News reports on the formalization of the U.S. Embassy's permanent location in Jerusalem. The agreement signifies a deepening of U.S.-Israel relations and a commitment to a long-term diplomatic presence in the city. Finally, from JNS, the Jewish community's reflection on the 1,000-day mark underscores a narrative of strength and determination. Despite ongoing challenges, the community remains steadfast and united. Turning to business and markets. First, as reported by CTEC, the Israeli tax authority is investigating a Zisapel startup over a $42.5 million Radware deal. This probe focuses on suspected tax evasion linked to a 2022 acquisition, highlighting ongoing scrutiny in the tech sector. Separately, Walla Business reports that the IDF has purchased hundreds of tactical radars for northern Israel. This acquisition from Magos aims to enhance security following recent soldier casualties at a deal worth 21 million shekels. And finally, from Globes, Israel Railways has opened a new eastern line. The initial section spans 42 kilometers, connecting several new stations and improving regional transportation infrastructure. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.